Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Hello everyone, this is Diane and thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour or so as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. Today is July 16th, 2014, and it's Wednesday at 11 a.m. I just want to say happy birthday to a few of my friends. I have a friend that had a birthday, Cynthia, on the 13th. So I just want to wish her a happy birthday. And then I have a friend, Nana, that is having a birthday today. And then tomorrow is my sister Yvonne's birthday. And on the 18th of July is my daughter's, Jacqueline's, birthday. So there's a lot of people back-to-back having birthdays. And I'm sure I've missed a bunch. But just to let people know that... You know what's really, really bizarre? I'm on the chat right now, but it looks like I have two chats open. I don't know how that happened. But anyway, we'll see where it goes from here. I hopefully I can get to some calls if people are calling in, because there's some weird stuff going on with my computer. Anyway, just want to let people know that. The fifth dimensional site on Facebook, you can go to that too. And there was a show that I did on Friday with Mara Baldomino, and it was about the feminine energy, but it was also about the side effects of ascension. So it was a really good show. But the thing was that the energy that we had between us kind of collapsed the system. So... we had to start the show over. So there was actually two parts of the show. I think the first part was about 30-some minutes long, and the second part was over 2 hours. So if you go to, the site and the archives for Fifth Dimensional Living on Blog Talk, please go to www.earthangelsradio2 so you can find out more about the many hosts and radio shows that we have on Earth Angels Radio. But there is a site on Earth Angels Radio. And the Facebook site is www.facebook.com/fifth dimensional. And you should be able to access the shows there because I put them on the wall there. And if you're interested in liking the page, feel free to do that, okay? Anyway, so the shows were pretty interesting. And then on Wednesday, I did a show at 11 a.m., and I was talking about many different things, but one of the things I was talking about was cholesterol. So I want to kind of add, not about cholesterol, but other things that have to do with the body and those sorts of things. And so let's see what else I can... Just about light. Light now is important, but we're coming to a close of a big cycle, and I keep getting that this Mercury retrograde, and I talked about it on last week's show and also the show with Mara. The show I did was at 11 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday. Today is the 16th, so a week ago. I did that show. So, plug in the date and the time. And then I did the show with Mara on Friday at 8 p.m. But as I said, there was ended up being two different shows. So the best thing to do is to actually, I put it on the chat here, the www.facebook.com site, Fifth Dimensional. But getting back, I woke up this morning with the words Big Death. And I've been getting the number 9 for the past few days. And I was outside, and I touched a tree, and the tree was saying 9. It's like, this is really, really kind of funny, but, you know, I don't have trees talking to me very often, but today there was. So it's something about the way, the vitality within us. We have to die to one thing and end one thing off before we start something else. And so, last night the electromagnetic field kind of semi-collapsed for a while, and I would venture to say that maybe some people last night were feeling kind of dizzy and didn't know what was going on. They're kind of out of sorts. You know, I noticed today, things, energy and stuff like that can cause stiffness in people's spines and stuff. And I was kind of feeling kind of like something was going on energetically in my spine. And so I went to kind of straighten it out and stretch. And there was nothing there. So it was something to do with the electrical system within the human body shifting. And I was talking with Carol on the phone, and she was saying something about things that were going on, that she was seeing something about electricity. So this was just before the show. So it's just interesting to note that, you know, something is definitely going on. A lot of people are feeling drained right now. But I just want to add that keep seeing, you know, that there were people that were not able to ignite their own inner flame. And, you know, people that were unable to do that and didn't want to stay are leaving. So there's been a number of people leaving. And a lot of people on Facebook that I have as friends are losing family. And it's just a time right now where even though people say they don't want to leave, they actually really within themselves want to do that. And, you know, it's a choice. But it's not easy for the people they leave behind. I also was getting the words free money system. And, you know, this is, I know this sounds kind of strange, but this physical realm is fixated sometimes because of duality and polarity and everything else on money. But money really is a form of energy. And, you know, there's free-flowing energy, but they're seeing this energy as money. So it doesn't surprise me that, you know, these people all of a sudden are saying, well, get my system because it'll allow you to have free money. They're just kind of keying into that energy that's kind of going on right now. No, talking about energy, aging, you know, is part of what has been chose or picked to have in this reality. When a baby's born, the methylation of the baby is functioning really well. And, you know, this continues till about age 20. And then sometimes after this, you know, people start to reverse that energy. The feminine energy, when you balance that part of yourself that's the creative energy within you and connect to source, this vitality and this feminine energy actually increases vitality. But people that aren't balancing that energy within themselves, they're reaching out, some of them, and using other people's energy. it's never a wise idea to do that, because we are fully capable of activating our own energy within ourselves, you know, the solar plexus energy. And, you know, we're taking light to activate ourselves. So I just want to say to people that it's important that you get out rays of the sun in the morning or in the latter part of the afternoon and allow yourself to take in and activate the solar igniters on your skin and in the forehead area. Right now, we're going through a time where the activation of the forehead chakra and opening of and expanding of that is going to be happening in December. So if I have time, I will talk a little bit about those things, but we've also activated throat chakra, and things are changing in different areas of our body as we activate them because of the light that we're taking in. So I want to talk a little bit about thyroid, just a little bit, and you know, different plants and marine life take in light, and we do too, but you know, maybe not everybody's aware of it. So what is going on right now when we expand the feminine within ourselves? DNA damage and cellular damage are sort of kept at bay. They don't happen as quickly and aren't accelerated as quickly or if at all with certain people. I was getting to that July the 18th is a reset day, so rejuvenation. And it has to do, you know, I've been talking about communication and the shadow period of Mercury retrograde. So please go back and listen to the show I did last week and listen to the show that I did with Mara. Anyway, the cell communication, this is a time of communication, but it's also communication within ourselves and at a cellular level. So I want to focus a little bit of the show on that. The cells communicate, and they've done studies, and more than one scientist has done this, and it doesn't matter who's done it or where it's been done, but the cells communicate at the speed of light. And, you know, all living things carry light. And this biophoton, you know, has to do with the light. Also, the electrical system within the human body. The heart has its own electrical system, separate from the entire body, but also, you know, connected with the heart and the body too. So electricity travels at the speed of electricity. You know, light communication goes on inside our bodies and outside our bodies. It has to do with manifestation and magic and the white light. Plant minerals within our body, you know, they plants contain light minerals that they created with the light. They actually are required within the body, and they signal, and they cause a lot of systems to work in the body in synergy. I was getting that word this morning too, synergy, you know, energy working with each other. I also want to talk about health and how you're orientated. A lot of people can have a negative focus. It's important to have a positive focus and see yourself as being healthy and see yourself as going on and not focusing on the negative part of that. You know, I was talking about people that do not want to be here even though they say they are, and they're focusing on their diet and stuff. But I talked about it on a show a couple weeks ago where, you know, you... at a conscious level, you think that you want to be here, but you may not want to be here. So it's important that, you know, with this feminine energy, your awareness increases and the subconscious becomes the knowing. And that has to do with the forehead chakra, too, opening up. So there's a lot of energy flipping and flopping and moving around, and it has to do with light. And we're expanding. It's some pretty amazing things going on. You know, a lot of the shows on television right now have to do with ascension and the feminine energy, but sometimes the feminine energy being picked on or the feminine energy being sneaky. All I know is, you know, that the energy and the feminine, the masculine energy, when they're split, they can be just very distorted. So it's important that we do a lot of the balance within ourselves. It's, you know, I know that a lot of people want to help other people, but it's also important to help yourself. So when you help yourself and you take care of yourself, you're more apt to be able to care and help other people. And that has to do with the feminine energy, too, in the purest form. You know, I was talking about last week about copying nature. It's important that when we do take things into our body, such as food or water and light and things like that, we do it in the purest form we can. You know, some people say, oh, my windows are big, I can lay out and take in sun, but it distorts the sunshine. It's important to be outside in nature and to get nature in its purest form in every way because it was created for us. You know, I was talking about cholesterol last week. And, you know, the cholesterol isn't the thing that causes heart problems. It's a symptom of the breaking down of systems within the body. So it's one of the things that causes this is not getting, you know, proper food and not getting enough sleep, but also, you know, not taking in enough natural sunlight. So the blue light is changing, and it's becoming, you know, to some people that have balance and expansion, very healing. And it's also taking in the light is allowing us to do a lot of release at a cellular level. Methylation. It keeps the DNA structure and the nerve function, electrical and light systems functional. You've heard of resveratrol. People are taking that because they think that it's going to help with heart disease. Well, if you've already got heart disease, it's not going to help, apparently. And it actually isn't very good for people, especially men. It counteracts the effect of exercise. So, you know, it's better to drink red wine and get it in the natural form than to take it in the pill form. This is just what I've heard recently. So just to, you know, make people aware of that. How we take in light, like I said, is important. And by, I was talking about this on last week's show. You know, when we compartmentalize or we hold in our emotions, we hold energy at a cellular level, and it disrupts the cycle, and it disrupts what goes in and out of the cell and how the cell utilizes light energy and how quickly it's transported from cell to cell. So the quicker the light traveling from cell to cell, the better. And the more pure the energy is, you know. So it's important that we manifest and think in very positive ways right now. Because, you know, you've heard of people holding energy and, you know, dying of a broken heart. It's just the electrical impulse system within the body is stopped up because they're holding emotion and feeling the emotion within inside and not expressing it. You know, the feminine energy is asserting itself and speaking and coming forward. I'm talking about the original creative feminine energy that all creation comes from. There's a movie out right now called Lucy, and it's got Scarlett Johansson in it. And somebody gives her this stuff. I'm not exactly sure because I haven't seen the movie, but it apparently allows her to utilize more of her brain. You know, apparently most people only use like 10% at the most of brain power. And I thought, well, you know, that is kind of indicative because, you know, you see things mirrored around you, that the feminine energy is stepping out. So that's pretty interesting, you know, how the things that we see around us are mirrors of what's going on actually within us. I just want to talk a little bit, too, about, you know, there's a lot of energy around the planet, and energy shifted about 2 years ago, but it's really going to start to shift again. Most masters are in Ontario, Canada, on the planet, and that's pretty interesting because I guess it has to do with the masculine energy and trying to balance that energy, but also there are masters where the feminine energy is distorted in, you know, the Ukraine and Russia, and there's stuff going on in there. And then there's some distorted energy in the Middle East, you know, that... So it would only stand to reason that, you know, people are holding energy and working on the energy in those areas. So I just want to put forth that these people hold that energy and balance the energy out. They've done it within themselves. So other people can start to do it, because many, many people now are feeling kind of out of sorts. I was talking to before quite a few shows ago about artesian well water and the temperature of water and how important last week water and the osmotic pressure and the solute concentration of the fluids within the cells to be at optimum, kind of in a balance, you know, the equilibrium or that sort of thing. When all that happens, the biophotons within us are, and the electrical and the light can travel. Now, we've got to absorb it through our skin and take in foods that have, you know, enough raw energy and plant energy. So, you know, people eat a lot of meat and meat products and stuff like that. I'm not saying it's toxic, but it may not have what you need at the purest level. I mean, you know, these animals eat plants, so to some degree you will get it, but it's important to make sure you get enough plants within you to carry that light, too. Vitamin D. You know, they're doing studies now that's saying vitamin D makes aging happen slower. It is needed in for a lot of things to do with enzymes in the system. But it also helps prevent cancer and oxidation and all those different things. Homeocysteine. I wanted to talk a little bit about that, if I can get the site up, because my computer is moving very fast. I mean, not very fast today. It might have to do with this energy kind of, you know, moving slow. So let me just see what I can dig up here. There's this cardiac and cardiovascular solutions, antioxidants, homocysteine, and methylation metabolic healing article. And so it has to do with balance in the body. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I've got cholesterol, and that's what's causing, you know, the problems that I have with my heart. But, you know, cholesterol can clog the arteries and that sort of thing. But, you know, it also, you know, a lot of those statin drugs are kind of a Band-Aid effect. They're not the real thing that's going to help you with that. It's all about balance within the body. So this article, it's called metabolichealing.com/cardiovascular solutions, antioxidants, homocysteine, methylation. I'll try to explain this as simply as I can, okay, because a lot of this for some people is a little bit much, but there is somebody out there, because this information is coming to me this morning, and I was seeing all this stuff. So I went to look for it. It has to do, and because of these changes that are going on, the way we take in light and stuff is really going to go through big change. Once that forehead chakra opens up for humanity, but also for people, that it's already happening right now, because I have so many people on Facebook saying that they feel like their head's going to explode. So it's something to do with that. But, you know, just remember, you can make it easier for yourself. So anyway, it was written by Michael McEvoy, FDNCNCCMTA, February 13, 2014. And it says, you may have heard about homocysteine before. For many years now, elevated homocysteine has been strongly indicated as an independent risk factor in the development of cardiovascular disease. And cardiovascular disease is one of the leading causes of death today, and researchers struggle to understand the many complicated causes behind this. You know, also, I was talking at the beginning of the show about how people have lost somebody in their life and they hold the energy within them, but it can distort at a cellular level how things are operated within your body. So just bear that in mind, too, that your cells at a cellular level could be clogged up. It says many researchers are still on the assumption that elevated cholesterol is a major cause of cardiovascular disease, but there are countless problems with this hypothesis, and many researchers strongly dissent from this conventional accepted opinion. So right there, they're talking about that, too. And I mentioned a little bit on last week's show about that, too. So the focus of this article is on homocysteine, its various function roles in the body. And literature going back more than a decade has linked a particular virulent form of homocysteine known as homocysteine cholactone to the derangement of insulin signaling and glycogen release. This is significant in itself because insulin resistance can be a core component in the development of atherosclerosis and type 2 diabetes. So, you know, a lot of times you hear about people with diabetes, and then they have problems with, you know, their arteries after that. I've had family members that have had that problem. So research shows that antioxidants such as glutathione reverse the insulin signaling damage induced by homocysteine. And it says the inside scoop on homocysteine. So you follow the posts on this website as well as current developments in genetics and nutrigenomics. You may have heard about the methylation cycles of the body. In short, methylation, also referred as the one carbon cycle, is a key biochemical pathway that influences and regulates a number of critical functions in the body. You know, I was mentioning about methylation at the, you know, the beginning of the show. It controls DNA and RNA synthesis and formation of certain key antioxidants as glutathione, and formation and breakdown of key neurotransmitters such as dopamine, serotonin, GABA, glutamate, and norepinephrine. All of these affect mood, behavior, thinking, as well as modulate aspects related to neuronal transmission and function. So basically they're saying that it affects, you know, the brain and the mood, but also the electrical system. So, you know, I was saying at the beginning that, you know, electrical impulses travel at the speed of electricity. So the formation of the nitric oxide, which is critical for cardiovascular health and blood vessel integrity and detoxification, activates free radical scavenging and immune-related inflammation and cytokine signaling. So homocysteine is really interesting. It is also involved in the methylation pathways. It is actually an important molecule in order for methylation reactions to take place. Homocysteine is produced in the methionine methylation cycle is direct byproduct of the oxidation of the amino acid methionine. But there's a catch. It says homocysteine needs to be remethylated and converted into other methylation cycle intermediates. If it doesn't get properly remethylated, and I know that I'm getting information that you need proper light within your body from plants or light activation and vitamin D to help this happen, because the divine energy is, you know, giving me this information. It will build up in tissues and cells where it causes derangement to insulin signaling and promotes an increase in oxidative stress and free radicals. So there is a continual biochemical flow that needs to take place. So how does homocysteine get remethylated? And this is an important part of it that needs, you know, to happen. So if you look at a picture of methylation pathways, you see the homocysteine can go in three different directions. We can refer to this as the homocysteine fork in the road. The fate of homocysteine is actually dependent on a variety of important nutrients. These nutrients and their biochemical variations, derivatives, and substrates are largely regulated by the status and functioning of certain genes. So if at a cellular level you're holding energy and you're not getting enough light and you're not eating properly, it can really muck this up. The genes encode an enzyme and the enzymes activate the methylation reactions. What if there are inherited genetic mutations affecting the methylation cycle? So this is one question that you could ask. You know, the answer is that the enzymes may not function properly, have a weakened ability to function. But let's look at some of these nutrients as well, the genes and enzymes that affect them. So, you know, we were talking about cholesterol last week, or I was talking about cholesterol last week, and how it can affect your body and how, you know, if you're holding energy in certain parts of your body, it's going to form, right? And then I was also talking about, you know, if your body breaks it down, it goes to the outside of your skin, and then you get bit by mosquitoes because they're attracted to that. But so if you're able to break this down, it's a good thing. So if you're getting, you know, bit by mosquitoes, it just means that you can break down cholesterol. But this CBS, or cystathione beta synthase, it uses B6 to take homocysteine into the transsulfuration pathway. So you have to get enough sulfur in your diet. You have to get B vitamins in your diet. So which then is used to form a very powerful and important cellular antioxidant known as glutathione. And then MTRR5-methylene tetrahydrofolate homocysteine methyltransferase, it just helps, you know, different coenzymes and things within the body, uses B12 to remethylate or reconvert homocysteine back into methionine. So, you know, it doesn't matter whether you understand this or not. Just know that there's certain things, you know, if you abuse your body and you don't get, you know, and you hold energy within your cell, it does affect it. So this BHMT, betaine, homocysteine methyltransferase. It uses a nutrient known as betaine to remethylate homocysteine into methionine. And MTHFR methylene tetrahydrofolate reducase. I'll say that again. Methylene tetrahydrofolate reducase. It uses B vitamin folate, actually the methylated form of folate, to help remethylate homocysteine into methionine. And MTR5-methylene tetrahydrofolate homocysteine methyltransferase, similar in function to the one that we mentioned, this second one, MTRR, uses B12 to remethylate homocysteine. So there's all these systems going on within the body. I just want to let you know that the way we take in light is going to change very soon. So these things should happen more easily. And then when we manifest things, we can actually take it in within light energy. But that's not happening right now. So if any of these genes enzymes don't function properly, they can be a buildup of homocysteine. And one of the most studied genes in regards is MTHFR, which is key in its participation in both folate and methylation cycles. Individuals with MTHFR C677T, I've been seeing those numbers 677 a lot too, besides 9, gene mutations may have an increased risk of developing a number of health issues, including homocysteine-induced cardiovascular inflammation and deranged insulin signaling. So, you know, this person's asking if I have gene mutations, am I guaranteed to have health issues? Not necessarily, because most of our gene mutations are not being expressed all the time. There's that energy within us, the DNA that's just sitting there, and sometimes it can hold and reprogram the DNA, which is going on right now because of the light that we're taking, the biophoton. Our body's taking in light, okay? The influence of epigenome plays a great role in the expression of our genes. Gene mutation leads to weak points and certain susceptibilities, but it's not necessarily guaranteed that there can be a problem. So anyway, they go on to say, what if the homocysteine is elevated? It means that you have some issues in your methylation cycles, and it means that you have oxidative stress. So it's important. I know it may not seem important, but it's important to have an understanding of this to some degree, and then to get it tested, you know, because it may have something to do with that. But, you know, once you clear your energy and your systems are flowing and you have homeostasis, it can shift pretty quickly. Anyway, it said a study published in 2001 showed that elevated homocysteine theolactone induced a rapid decreased insulin signaling in the cells. So your body's not going to convert, you know, sugar into glycogen, you know, in the liver. You know, vice versa. The same study found that the administration of antioxidant glucathione, a powerful antioxidant, completely abolished the deranged insulin signaling and restored the insulin-stimulated glycogen synthesis. This is important news because it demonstrates that powerful antioxidants play a vital role in preventing insulin resistance, which is the main cause of both. So we don't, you know, you don't want to cause, you know, that demethylization to begin with. And when you're eating rancid fats and deep-fried foods and different things like that, it can affect that. So what you want to do is keep away from having that happen right now anyway. And it causes rapid aging, too. And so, you know, they're aware of this. And that's why, you know, a lot of that food is out there right now, because they know that it will affect people's bodies. So it's important that you try to keep away from that type of food right now. Genetics and individualized nutrient therapy solutions. Anyway, the psych offers to do that. But, you know, there's so many different things that are going on within the human body right now. And, you know, I'm just sharing these things with you because, you know, it's time. You know, when you live in fifth dimensional consciousness, the things that are important in the moment are presented in the moment. So, you know, I was saying that right now we're in that kind of shadow period of the retrograde, the Mercury retrograde. It has to do with communication. And I talked a lot about that on last week's show, so please go back and listen to that. We're looking at complete change. Right now, complete change could happen. Listen to yourself. listen to yourself on a cellular level, connect with knowing, and when your forehead chakra opens up, you know, people call it third eye, but it's above the third eye. It's not, that has something totally different to do. So when you balance yourself on the inside and you balance your energy and you balance your cellular activity, everything becomes balanced. So if you're not balanced inside, what's going on around you becomes worse. So it's important to get that homeostasis, that balance within yourself, and have that emotional release, because it does come at a cellular level. The spirit and the way the spirit realms are changing, the energy that was taken is shifting. So a lot of people that are deciding not to stay here right now are going to a different place. This has to do with the resurgence of the divine creative energy within everything. And everything is interrelated. What affects one thing may affect them all. So this homeostasis and this homocysteine, I'm not saying they're the same words, but they have to do with balance, right? So I'm seeing that the balance is important right now, and that includes the feminine, masculine energy. And the methylization, or the methylation, that vital, you know, it helps the DNA structure, it helps the nerve function, the electrical and light systems within the body. And there's a lot going on in there at a cellular level. So it's important that we take in foods, we drink enough water, we get enough rest, we take enough sunlight. You don't have to be out during the hottest times of the day, but make sure that you at least get, like, 30 minutes of sunlight, maybe 15 in the morning and 15 in the afternoon when you don't have any sunblock on. But you could, if you feel, you know, if you're out in the sun a lot when the sun's intense until it shifts and your energy can't deal with it, it's important that you do that if you feel like you need it. You know, I was seeing a lot of different animals lately, but also, you know, when you're living in fifth dimensional consciousness, it's also about getting visions or things that are manifested around you. I want to talk a little bit about the mouse. And I use a totem book, Animal Speak by Ted Andrews. So this is on page 289. The keynote of mouse is attention to detail, cycle power, 5 to 6 week cycles. There are many kinds of mice, and some have different qualities. And, you know, let's look at the deer mouse and the wood mouse or the white-footed mouse. So the deer mouse has big eyes and ears and has white gloves on its feet. Most are nocturnal, but it's especially true of the deer mouse. It sees well in darkness, but in the sunlight it will somehow almost go blind. You know, I've seen lately that, you know, a lot of people are asleep and they can't see. So this, what we're talking about seeing is connection to source. They may not be aware of it. They're reaching out to it. That's what church is all about. You know, we talked on the show with Mara how it was a masculine energy that started up, but it was kind of mimicking the original divine energy. But it's because people had that loss of contact with source, which is being reignited in people now. Anyway, they talk about this deer mouse will nest in squirrel and bird's nests, hollow logs and crevices, and it will often be, its nest will be globe-shaped, and the entrance will be have a plug in the door, which can be used for warmth, and the male and female work together to remodel the nest. And they change their nests often. And it's a fastidious about keeping its fur clean and groomed. And the deer mouse is about its appearance, but is a sloppy housekeeper. And this reflects that for those with the mouse totem, there are areas which are fastidious and attention to detail is highly concentrated, while others they may be neglected. This paradox is often a source of confusion, some irritation to those who live and work with mouse people. And mice store food, and they search for food all year round. So the deer mouse eats berries, seeds, bark, is less destructive than the meadow mouse in regards to farmers' crops and grains. But predators feed on mice. And to compensate for this, they have 3 or 4 litters a year. And they survive because of their numbers, because, you know, they have predators after them all the time. So the deer mouse mothers, as most mice, will care for their young about 5 weeks, when then the young are on their own. So if this mouse has come to your life, its energies may have strongly felt for about 5 to 6 weeks. And, you know, it also has to do with spiritual realms and spirituality within humanity. So that's what I'm seeing. There's something coming. So we're kind of going through a period 9 where there's an ending, and now very soon, July 18th, there's going to be a whole cycle restarting. So it's time to pay attention to details or indication that you cannot see forest for the trees, because you're getting so much locked into details that you forget the big picture. Ask yourself some important questions. Are you taking care of the trivia necessary in life? Or do you get so lost in the big dreams that you're neglecting other aspects of your life? You're becoming so focused on 1 or 2 activities that you're neglecting to see opportunities. Are you missing what is right in front of you? Is there something obvious that you're missing or you need to focus on? Are you trying to do too many things at once, thereby scattering your energies? Anyway, mouse medicine can show you how to focus and pay attention to detail, but it also, you have to be aware that you might be spreading yourself too thin. So it can show you how to attain big things by working on little things. And whenever a mouse shows up, there are lessons associated with attention. So it's drawing your attention. So when I see stuff like that, it draws attention that, you know, there's something going on. And I know, too, that the mouse symbolizes spirituality within humanity. Also, I've been getting the whale. I turn on the TV and there's whales on all the time, or I look at a magazine and there's a whale. So this is on 321 of Animal Speak by Ted Andrews, and the whale, keynote, creation power of song, awakening inner depths. And when I've been waking up in the morning, I've been connecting also to the whale collective, and I've been hearing their song. So it's all about awakening something deep within us lately, and it's changing energy within us. You know, we're balancing the masculine, feminine energy. Anyway, the cycle powers year-round. And it's the largest mammal and warm-blooded to adapt to life in the sea. And there's many myths of how life began on the planet. And they say it sprang from the seas. Because of this and other reasons, we will discuss the whale is an ancient symbol of creation, be it of the body in our world. And the people of the Arctic are often considered the most careful observers of nature, for only this would enable them to survive during the most unforgiving of climates. So the Inuit had a special relationship with the bowhead whale. One of their legends tells how it was the most magnificent creation that the Great Spirit had made. So there's 90 or so different species. So there's that number again. I'm getting the numbers with different people, 7 and 6. And when you add up the numbers today, that's 7. And then at the end of the cycle, 2 of that Mercury retrograde shade period. And the communication, you know, within at a cellular level is shifting. I'm seeing that. So that's why I was talking about methylation and all those different things. So there are 90 or so different species of whales and that sort of thing, including dolphins and porpoises. There are sperm whales, killer whales, pilot whales, narwhals, humpback whales, and the largest mammals on the planet, the blue whales. All whales have blowholes by which they exhale. You know, when I'm seeing that, I'm also seeing the mouse hole. So imitating the sprouting breath of whales can aid in freezing your own creative energies. All whales have blubber, which serves to insulate and store energy for the whales. You know, I was seeing that at a cellular level and an electrical level within the spine, that the electrical system's changing. I can feel it within my back. Something to do with the bones in the body, too, and the spine not being as rigid. So something's flowing in a more flowing way energetically within humanity, and it's getting ready to really shift. The whale can help teach you how to insulate yourself and use your own creative energies more conservatively. All whales also conserve oxygen underwater by decreasing the amount of blood flow to the areas of the body where it's non-essential. Whales have an ancient knowledge of how to use the creative force of breath for the variety of purposes. So, you know, you've heard of the in-breath and the out and the creative energy. So this has, you know, something to do with that. Most whales are divided into one or two groups, toothed and baleen. Toothed whales have sharp teeth where they catch and eat fish and other marine animals. Just to point out to you, plankton and those type of life forces have a lot of biophoton energy, light energy. And so this is stored within the whale and some degree within the fat of the whale too. The Antarctic area, the international legal system says that the Japanese can't just go and farm for or fish and get whales in that area anymore. They're being cordoned off and told you can't do that. So that's good news. You know, they're killing something within themselves, okay, that they find, you know, they've lost and they put outside of themselves, but they're trying to destroy it. Just like the masculine energy separating from the feminine energy and trying to destroy it. You know, you hear in certain countries they're killing women left and right. That's an example of that energy. So they're found, these beings are found in herds or pods. Tooth whales have just demonstrated great reasoning capacities, even creative thinking at times. So they have that, you know, the energy, that creative energy, and awakening energy. And the power of their song is an ancient key. You know, I've gone into the dolphin and the whale collectives and actually missed a few days, you know. It's got a whole different system. That's a whole other story. I talked about it on one show a while back. So these animals are these beings, you know. They eat marine wildlife, and they're very bright, and it has to do with the size of the brain, and a lot of people see them as sentient beings. You know, their mouths are lined with bony plates made of hardened keratin, so, you know, it's a different type of material, and they strain seawater through these plates, feeding on the plankton or the sea life within it. And the baleen whales are the largest. The humpback, member of the baleen family, is most noted for its wonderful song. The beautiful songs are sung by the males, and each breeding season brings with it corresponding song changes. And this reflects the ability of the whale to teach us how to create through song and sound, adjusting to its time and place and individual. So by drawing upon your own creative instincts, you can sing forth your own song. But also, you know, it's acknowledging and balancing this energy within you. You know, if you balance your masculine, feminine energy and balance in your light and dark energy, things in your body are going to start shifting and they'll become balanced. And if things around you become balanced, and your vitality will increase. It also talks here about whales have a form of sonar or echolocation. And this sensitivity sound, again, links the whale to the primal creative sounds of life. Sound is a creative force of life. It, you know, pulse and sound and frequency is the creative force, and it creates physicality in this realm. The pulse within you, you know, that electrical energy and that light energy within you. So, you know, when people give up, that part of them dwindles and dies. And, you know, that methylene cycles and all those different things within the body start to collapse, okay? So it's important that we keep those things open. Directing it and responding to its feedback is part of what the whale teaches. So it's about looking beyond. It's about seeing things beyond what you've seen and responding to it. It's communication within yourself, but it's communication around you too. At a cellular level, at a, you know, the microcosm becomes a macrocosm, so it's all around you. So if you're communicating better within your body at a cellular level, you're going to be communicating better at every level around you. This can be used to tap hidden levels of your own mind or even to accelerate the manifestation of goals. So you can use this energy to expand within yourself. You know, we're expanding our energy within ourselves. This even changes the way the mind connects to the heart. The heart actually has a brain, and you can think from the heart. That's a whole other show. So whales at one time were symbols of containment, concealment, and even resurrection. The Bible story of Jonah and the whale is a prime example. For 3 days, Jonah lived within the belly of the whale before he came forth. You know, it's also the resurrection energy. You know, humanity right now is going through a real big change. And, you know, we talked a little bit about it on the show with Mara, how this, we're being birthed into a new kind of reality or new energy, and we're expanding with that energy. So it's about giving a second birth. You know, he lived within the belly of the whale before he came forth into a second birth. He was resurrected. You hear this resurrection energy throughout in the Bible and different things like that. So we want to go deep within ourselves. It's important that we go deep within and release a lot of this energy that we've been holding, because it's part of holding back the creative energy within ourselves. You know, if we do that somewhere, we do it somewhere else. So if we release the energy, we're going to release that creativity, and that feminine energy will awaken. Dream time becomes more like wake time, and wake time becomes more like, you know, my wake time is more like dream time, and my dream time is more like wake time. So whales will occasionally breach, coming completely out of the water. You know, they jump out of the water. So people are very creative, but when they have to come out of these creative waters, they must stay in contact with the real world. So are you becoming lost in your own creative imagination? Are you not taking it and using it in your outer life? You got to think about that, too. Are you keeping everything inside and framed to let it out? You know, when you live in 3D consciousness, a lot of it is not awakening to your true self and being fearful and not living in the moment and letting that love shine forth and being creative. So it's time to breach. Show the magnificence and the power of your own creativity. Do not hold back. So if whales are showing up in your life, you examine your use or lack of use to your own creativity. So you're not simply, and I see this on a human level, simply mimicking what others have done, or are you building upon it in new dynamic ways? You know, some people see people doing things and they go, I'm going to do it that way, but I'm going to claim it for my own. That's not it. It's building up on your own creative energy and using your own energy within. It's not taking other people's energy. Because, you know, if you take people's energy, it's going to happen within your body. Your parts of your body are going to take energy from other things. And that shows up as autoimmune disease, you know, and all these different processes that, you know, I briefly mentioned. Show the magnificence and power of your creativity. Do not hold back. If whales are showing up, you should examine your own creativity. I'm repeating this again. So just to emphasize it. So make sure you're not mimicking what others are doing. It's your own magic. It's your own power. Remember, you have that power within yourself. The whale was a gift of the Great Spirit to the Inuit people. It was what enabled them to survive. It was the most beautiful of all beasts, but it had practical uses as well. You know, people always wonder, well, you know, Inuit eat blubber, and how do they, you know, how come they don't have health problems and stuff? It's because, you know, the whales eat that plankton, they have that light, and they're eating, you know, that meat, and that blubber contains that energy, okay? But it's important that we respect the whale, you know, and not overfish it, and because we can utilize our own energy. It's not about taking, okay? Creativity for the sake of creativity is not what whale teaches. It awakens great depths of creative inspiration. So, you know, people that go around fishing for the whale, they want creativity within themselves. They want that energy, but they're not using it within themselves. They can get it in other ways, is basically what I'm saying, okay? The butterfly on 339. I've talked about transmutation and changes, so I won't really focus on that because I've talked about it on the show recently. And I think there was something else that I wanted to talk about. Let me just see. There was one other thing. Oh, the lion. Okay, the lion's on 283 of Animal Speak by Ted Andrews. And the keynote, assertion of the feminine, the power of the female sun. You know, I was talking this weekend about that Capricorn full moon and, you know, the energy behind it and stuff. So go back and listen to the show that I did on with Mara, because I talked a lot about it on the first section of the show. Friday at the 11th of July at 8 p.m., okay, 2014. So go back and listen to that, because I talked a bit about it there. Keynote, assertion of the feminine, the power of the female sun, cycle power year-round. And the lion is second largest member of the cat family. You know, I was seeing a lot of, every time I turned on the TV, there was stuff about lions and cats and movies I saw and everything. I was just like, what the heck's going on? But it all makes sense. You know, they make its home on the savannas of Africa, and those with this totem should be well to study the significance of the savannas. You know, in Ted Andrews' book, he talks about the environment, too, so you can look that up or, you know, get the book. I may talk about it another time. The lion's main prey is the antelope, and should be studied as well. The lion has been a symbol of a variety of energies throughout the years, a symbol of the sun and of gold. And I've talked about the gold within, that energy from within ourselves. You know, people have gone out and they look for gold and they think, it's like incredible stuff and whatever. But it's really, they're really looking for power and energy, and it's what we have within ourselves. So the lion has been a symbol of a variety of energies, and it's a symbol of the sun god Mithra. And the Egyptians believed that lion presided over the annual flood of the Nile. Early Christians believed it to be the earthly opponent of the eagle, and medieval alchemists associated with the fixed element of sulfur in the young lion was often the symbol of the rising sun and all that implied by it. And the lion is usually among the members of the cat family that will live in the groups called prides. And if a lion has shown up as a totem, you expect lessons and dealing with the community and groups to surface. So, you know, I was talking about last week's show, it's important to go out in the community and the social aspect things. It's really important right now to connect within yourself. And there may be a need to examine your own role in the group. Within the pride, the females are the best hunters. Although most lions are clumsy hunters by themselves, they have developed an excellent cooperative hunting technique, and the females do most of the hunting. So that feminine energy is strong within that. The lion cubs lead a relatively carefree existence. Their parents are patient and affectionate with the cubs. And most individuals with lions as totems will find those qualities developing within themselves. The males are most noticeable by their large manes, and they do little work. They can be passionate, excessively jealous of the lioness. So it's looking at that, you know, jealousness of the feminine energy within humanity. And, you know, going beyond that, it's all about balance within ourselves, balance of energy, balance within ourselves at a cellular level, balancing the masculine and feminine, the light and the dark, not being afraid of the light. You know, a lot of people are afraid of sunlight. I've heard of so many people, and they're masters, and they're saying, you know, I'm afraid to go out in sunlight because it's damaging, it's going to age me. And it's not, it has something to do with who you are inside, okay? Do you need to be more than who you are? Do you need to be more protective? Do you need to cooperate more? The lion does not fight for the sake of fighting. It avoids confrontations and will leave the scene of danger if possible. This is a tactic to keep in mind if a lion is your totem. Lions also hunt by stealth, and most common method of killing is by strangulation. This technique is something for those with this totem to practice developing when pursuing new endeavors and objects in life. But, you know, also the throat chakra has been opening up lately. And, you know, the throat chakra, you speak your truth from it. So it's important that we look at throat, right, especially at this time. It's kind of a transition period, okay, from, you know, the expansion of the throat chakra and the forehead chakra expanding. The idea of the young lion being associated with the rising sun is most significant because the females of the pride do most of the work. It actually reflects the idea of the rising of the feminine energies. So that's what's going on right now. the rising of the feminine energies and the balance with the masculine energy, okay? It's not about who's going to take over or who's going to fight. It's about both of us can fight. Somebody was asking the other day, there's matriarchal and there's patriarchal societies. Well, it's like a balance. We're heading into the balance of both. So I was saying, you know, the Bali biarchal society, balance and both, you know, the bi. So it's a balanced society that we're growing into at the golden age that we're approaching. You know, the sun has not always been a masculine symbol. It gave birth to new days, and it nurtures and warms life. So it does have some feminine aspects. Thus, it's not stretching the correlation to see the lion as an assertion of the feminine energies to bring forth birth and new power. When a lion has showed up, you will have the opportunity to awaken to a new sun. And this is what I'm seeing, July the 18th. You know, today is when that, and tomorrow is when that energy of this whole big cycle is shifting, okay? So those are the animals that I was seeing and how they relate in fifth dimensional consciousness to things that are going around us. So it's pretty amazing things. Let's just see what else I have here. I have till about 12:30, and if I go a little bit over time, it will be put in the archives. Plankton energy carries light. You know, plants carry light, synergy. I was getting information, and this is this morning, about the teeth. And the teeth are between the throat and the forehead, you know, that area there. There's a lot going on. The nose, which helps you with the knowing and that stuff, but the mouth is below. It has to do with electrons and electrical impulses. You know, when some people meditate or when people meditate, they connect their tongue to the upper part of the... It's to connect the lower and the upper body and the upper things together, you know, those higher energy. There is a pulse, and you may feel it within yourself. You know, that's why sometimes you've heard about people having metal fillings and they have to do it at a certain time because the electrical impulses are distorted in the mouth and it causes issues with health and stuff like that. I was getting information about that and about animal control. You know, in nature, animals just go everywhere. You know, they see a place, they want to make a home. And, you know, sometimes they go in your house and they find little places to make, you know. So if you're seeing animals, there's some aspect of yourself you have to look at because they're all mirrors of us, okay? Dissociative reaction. You know, when people hold in emotion, it gets channeled in a different way. You know, compartmentalization. You know, people hold things within themselves, and it's manifested on a cellular level, and it can make you sick. Dissociative reaction. You know, people almost forget who they are. You know, you've heard of fugue and people going somewhere and forgetting who they were, or they've had something so traumatic happen. You know, this is a time when we really have to start to look at those things instead of trying to escape from them. And when we live in the moment, in fifth dimensional consciousness, we live in the moment, we live in love, and we don't live in fear, those things get released. They actually can't be held within us because we go out of time and space. I was getting things, too, about channeling energy through the hands and the feet. And you can actually absorb energy from the Milky Way and the sun and the moon and light, too, and prana from the air through your hands. That's why people heal with their hands, because they can channel energy, but they connect to source to do that. You know, last week when I had Mara on the show on Friday, we talked a little bit about religions and how they were masculine influenced. So, you know, Jesus was a prophet. Jesus was really connected to his higher self. But a lot of what he was and who he was misused by the masculine energy. And he didn't like it, okay? A lot of us have had stuff and him come and talk, and just he wants this energy to be balanced, okay? Disease mode. I kept getting disease mode. Some people think in a healing mode, and some people think in a disease mode. You know, some people see one side of their body as healing and see one side of their body as destructive. Disease mode, people focus on the negative. It's important that we focus on the positive. And so instead of seeing, oh, if this and this happens, then this bad thing is going to happen. Instead, you know, so if you're going to eat a cookie, you think, oh, I'm going to get fat. Well, of course you're going to get fat because you're thinking about eating the cookie and getting fat. If you eat the cookie and say, oh, I'm just going to have one cookie because, you know, I know that. So it's about doing what you want, but in a positive way. And that's what we have to do now. Seeing things in a positive way so we can go beyond. That's what these retrogrades have been about, looking at what hasn't worked and saying, hey, when we live in the moment, we can think about all the magical, wonderful things. You know, it's like the twilight time is what used to be all the time, okay? And then when polarity, dark and light, became split, and we split that within ourselves. So it's time now to release and take things within ourselves and acknowledge them. You know, if people had focused on the negative, they wouldn't have been able to survive the Ice Age. You know, I was talking about that Stir Energy a couple weeks ago, but I don't want to focus on that. They see themselves in the other person. They have to be around them instead of balancing the masculine and feminine energy within themselves. It has to do with wanting to take over, like the masculine energy or the distorted feminine energy, squashing the true feminine energy. So it's important that we look at that within ourselves. Are we focusing on someone? Are we being obsessed with anything? It means there's not a balance within ourselves. And psychopath, it's really about self-centered behavior, ego-focused, and the ego is overdeveloped. You know, so when you go into fifth dimensional consciousness, you still have an ego, but the ego is balanced, and it's not overdeveloped. So the ego becomes something that you nurture and take care of. When you're, it's funny thing is, when you have that, the psychopath, it means that the higher chakras and like the crown chakra and the heart chakra are closed, but it's because it's energetic, okay? So these people are very self-centered and they worry about themselves. They live in fear. So it's a distortion, okay? And it has to do somewhat with the distorted feminine energy. You know, in the Bible, they talk a lot about thou shalt not kill. You know, that's in the Bible. But religions have been used to kill people. You know, they've claimed in the name of blah, 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 you know, I've got to do this because it's part of what I have to do. Well, you don't have to do that. You don't have to live like that. You can live in balance and harmony with people. I was talking about compartmentalizing and splitting that happened with polarity. So release the black light. And it's all about balancing that white light and the black light right now. So the white light within ourselves is the manifesting. And, you know, some people talk about black light being black magic. Well, it's just about doing things against people's will, you know, pushing and things like that. We should never do that. Yesterday I got like 9 calls on my phone. Somebody was trying to fax and it said electronics. So, and then I was feeling the electromagnetic field shifting and it was falling. It affects the subtle bodies and changes things within us. And the light that we're taking in also affects us. I was talking about the speed of light. The cells communicate at the speed of light within us. So we are light beings. And we have the solar plexus energy and these biophotons, you know, within animals. Like some animals glow in the dark. We all radiate light. If you take a picture of us with one of those cameras, it shows up light, you know, and also electricity within ourselves. I kept getting things like stuff about Edgar Allan Poe, and he wrote about death and fear and all those sorts of things. So there's something within humanity that he was expressing. You know, he was able to express it. Maybe not everybody can express those things, but it's time that we express it. I was talking a few minutes ago about religion as an excuse for violence and glorifying nature, but it was a piggyback. Religion was trying to mimic the piggyback on the divine energy, the creative energy. A narcissist, you've heard that word, controls a person and takes them away from perception, focuses on the self. You know, a lot of times a narcissist becomes obsessed with another person too. And they see themselves in that person, and they can only be themselves in that presence of that person. You've heard of people saying, well, I can only be myself when I'm around you. I'm not a person unless I have, you know, you in my life. It's sort of like an obsession. You know, that I'm just seeing that sort of information too. So up until the 17th of July, which is tomorrow, the retrograde shadow, and it's important we communicate, and how we communicate is changing. I talked a little bit about the full moon in Capricorn, too, that we experienced, you know, on Saturday. So the energy shift today and the focus, it's about focus, is important. So it's a reawakening. A shifting of energy. It's a reawakening of the feminine energy. This July the 18th, the divine energy is bringing this back again, is allowing us to express emotion and open ourselves up. You know, the whales eat this plankton, and sort of the dolphins, and have it, it's light activated. The elephants, you know, have a lot of memory and bringing back memory of the way things were in the knowing. Lions, you know, is that solar feminine balanced energy which we're going into. Don't look at black light as evil. You know, if black light dies, white light dies. They have to exist together. They can be together. Waking people up. You know, it was funny last Friday, my daughter knocked on my door, and I was literally jumped up from a sleep, but I wasn't conscious yet, and I was running. People are running completely asleep, okay? They're existing. And when you're sleeping and you're not releasing things within you, it holds in the feminine energy. So if that would help a few people, knowing that balancing the feminine energy and actually not acknowledging things kind of wrecks the feminine energy. It squashes the feminine energy. When sameness challenges you, you challenge sameness back. Sameness isn't bad. I was watching this commercial the other day about a car, and, you know, when you are watching a commercial, you listen to the sounds and stuff, and some people are more visual. Well, I muted it, and I went back and looked at the commercial, and I saw things in this a completely different way. But they're doing things to you on a subconscious level with the writing, right? So you're actually seeing it, but you're hearing. But it's splitting the two. There's splitting of the energy. So there's a hidden third door. In this commercial, they were talking about this hidden third door And, you know, it's about the balance, but then there's something added to it that shifts it. So we should really expand our energy, develop the higher chakras, and we'll have more perception. We can challenge and recreate what we have here, okay? The distorted feminine is behind the distorted masculine. So it's not just the masculine energy that's been, you know, squashing the feminine energy. You know, the feminine energy, I see it as the, kind of partially to do with that trickster energy. And it's you know, using it's like a peacock strutting its stuff, and you're looking at the pretty picture, and you're not paying attention to what really is going on. It's like a diversion. You know, I was watching the show the other day, and they were talking about how evil gets to this plane, and they were saying it's through the feminine energy. So basically, they were blaming the feminine energy for all the bad stuff, right? Well, there's no blame. Splitting from the opposite, what is dark and fear? You know, when you're living in fear, you're looking at the dark side of things. But when you're living in light, you're looking at the positive things. But we can look at them kind of in a balanced sort of way. It's what humanity separated from. Whatever happens in the microcosm happens in the macrocosm. What we do at a cellular level happens at a greater level. The reflections all around us. Light holds vitality. We are strong, you know, and especially if we are strong within ourselves and we're balanced within ourselves, what goes on around us shows strength around us. You know, they talk about, in the Bible, about the apple of life and, you know, trying to get Adam and Eve to eat this apple. And apple has been used as evil, okay? It's important to use and be careful with the words you use, because there's resonances to words and they can actually trigger things, okay? So malice comes from, you know, malum for the apple. So apple is life too, okay? So it's important that we see things and balance things. So July 18th is a day of synergy and rebirth, okay? Silence is the most eloquent and most powerful way of communicating. If you want something and you manifest it and you want it bad enough, you can get it. And love is stronger than anything. So if you do everything from love, you manifest from love, then everyone benefits, okay? It's not just a selfish thing. Dreamtime's really changing for many. A lot of people have been writing me and saying that they have more vivid dreams, and they're talking about things that are mirrored within them. I was talking about people having more headaches. It's because of the shift with the chakras, the forehead chakras starting to open up for some people. You know, there's a show right now on television called Tyrant, and I've been watching it off and on. It's about the feminine energy, and it takes place in the Middle East. And, you know, you know what's been going on in the Middle East right now, bombing people and that sort of thing. I'm focusing on balancing the energy there. It's important that we don't compartmentalize, or we don't channel energy, you know, dissociative reactions, where we remove ourselves from the situation, because that is being asleep. It's like a massive scale dissociative reaction in humanity, okay? People aren't even aware of that. Only the external, you know, look at the external. What do you see around you? That is a mirror of what supports the internal. So if you've got something suppressed within yourself, you're going to suppress it externally too, okay? So these are ideas and things that have been coming to me. And we're light beings. We're beings of light. And we're a lot more than we think we are. So we can manifest and change things, and even our vitality. I was talking about the big death, the ending of things happening. An electromagnetic field being... No, sometimes it makes you feel like, you know, you're not feeling very well. You're out to lunch. We can create vitality within ourselves and reset things and regenerate. When I was running, I noticed that when I kind of came into my body, I had tripped and I had hurt myself. But you know, a while back, I looked and I said, you know, this is not happening and I didn't hurt myself. And I healed pretty quickly, is what I'm saying. So, you know, we can communicate at a cellular level and heal very quickly too. You know, a lot of people aren't aware of this, though. So, let me just see. I wanted to talk about, I was talking about resveratrol. I just wanted to talk to people about it. You know, I never said that I didn't think that resveratrol was a good thing. But I meant, you know, like when it's been created in a pill form or something. But when it's in wine and that sort of thing, it is good for you. Just to clarify that in case people thought I, you know, said that it wasn't a good thing. I'm just going to try to find something else that I had as an article here. When we talk about, you know, matriarchal societies and patriarchal societies, well, you know, fully matriarchal societies, you know, can be good or they can be toxic too. You know, it's not just one or the other, just to let people know. I was talking about that homocysteine and DNA methylation. I didn't want to get into it too much because, you know, it can get kind of complicated and I don't want to get people confused. But just know that the reason why I talked about it was when you balance things within you and you take in what you need, then things don't get mucked up. And you're releasing emotion, you know, things flow. I wanted to talk about Saturn and Scorpio. I didn't talk about this at the beginning of the show, but it's something that I thought if I had time I would try to. This is a Saturn transit. So from 2012 to 2015. Anyway, the sign of Scorpio on October the 5th, 2012. And it's going to go to December the 23rd, 2014. Then it finishes up its transit from June the 14th, 2015 to September 17th, 2015. And this is, you know, 2015 is when the Uranus-Pluto squares. Oh, okay, the show's about to end, but I'm going to continue talking for a little while. So if you're on the phone, you'll be able to hear it, but if not, you can go to the archives. Okay, so what I was saying is, you know, it's going to finish up the transit from June the 14th, 2015 to September 17th, 2015. And this is also when the seventh Uranus-Pluto squares happens in 2015. So it says Saturn takes about 28 to 29 years to come first full cycle, and thus spends an average close to 2 to 1.5 years in a sign. And anyway, Saturn transit and cycles be considered cycles of achievement and maturity. When Saturn forms a hard aspect to the personal point in our charts, we might feel that everything is slowed down. We encounter delays, frustrations, and pressures, but also these times also challenge us to face reality. So we're really going into a time where we're really facing things, looking at reality, thereby opening ourselves up to increased wisdom and freedom that comes with living in truth. And, you know, this is especially taking place right now with the throat chakra. And it was talking about the lion, you know, the feminine and masculine energy in the throat chakra, how they kill with the throat. But the throat is very important energy right now, the throat chakra, and living in truth. And significant decisions are often made during Saturn's hard transits to our personal planets. These transits slow life down, or at least that is how we perceive it, and force us to live our lives in the presence. Although Saturn transits can make us feel like a drudgery, there are often times in our lives that seem to move at a sales pace and achievements are hard to see. I have a lot of people telling me this. They're like, what's going on? I can't seem to get anywhere or do anything. And they go, why aren't things changing faster? They also give us the opportunity to gain inner strength, become more responsible for what we say and do, and cut out waste or excesses in our lives. Basically, what happens is a form of paring or slimming down the area of life affected by Saturn. We are getting rid of things in our lives that are not working for us. You know, I've been talking about that with the retrograde too. So we've got all those things happening. In the real world, and focusing on improving and strengthening things that do serve a useful purpose. So, you know, it's looking at everything. So Saturn transits can also be considered times of conservation in whatever area of life that Saturn's affecting. We generally build up reserves and conserve our energy during these periods. Delays and little but irksome problems might be experienced. Things break down. Our needs often go unmet by others. We often feel misunderstood and left out. We tend to find others harsh and unsympathetic. And this can be a perceived thing, though, okay? We, in fact, may be lacking a sense of humor and we can feel burdened or put down. But, you know, I was talking about keeping positive. You know, living in the moment takes you out of that. You know, and takes you out of depression, keeps those chemicals, you know, releasing those chemicals within us. Saturn transits teach us to take responsibility for ourselves. At the onset of a Saturn transit, we may feel like the world is a cold place. If we are mature, we will at some point come to the realization we cannot always pass blame for the problems in our lives. We need to reach within and pull out our own inner strength to rely on ourselves. Depression can be a byproduct of heavy Saturn transits. You know, I know a lot of people that are expressing this right now. However, if we focus our energies into meaning endeavors without pushing too hard for recognition or support of others, we can fight the inclination towards a doom and gloom attitude. Saturn reminds us of reality and the need for greater self-discipline. Reorganizing the area of life represented by the house, the personal point Saturn is hitting, can lead to great rewards. Remember that Saturn transits do not completely flatten us by all means. Instead, they slow us down, force us to live in here and now, keep us from taking unnecessary risks, and help us to build and structure our lives that will benefit us later. So it's all positive, even though it doesn't seem like it is. It's interesting to consider the transits and themes that run through our lives before our Saturn transits. You know, it's funny because I almost see the same pattern that's happening in this last week that happened last year around the same time. So something is definitely repeating, and, you know, it's going high speed. It says if you were riding high during a high-speed Uranus transit before Saturn hit, this period can mark a significant time in our lives when we pay for the risks we have taken to the Uranus phase. If you've been experiencing heavy Neptune transits, then this will be partially disillusioned in time. If Saturn transit comes shortly after Jupiter-themed period in our lives, we can feel particularly hard hit as well. So I'm seeing it completely different this year, though, so I've learned from it. Perhaps the Jupiter period has led us to overspend or ignore our basics, and then Saturn moves in to correct that situation, to force us to face our personal realities. Life is not, in fact, all fun and games. We have to work and save, and that is what Saturn teaches us. You know, we have to look at that part of ourselves. We have to look what's going on within ourselves. Thus, it is helpful to consider the context of our recent and past experiences when experiencing how Saturn transits might affect us. We should also look to the position of transiting Saturn by house, the zodiac signs involved, and the condition of the personal planet itself. If the personal planet point happens to be our chart ruler, then it rules our attendance. We may experience particularly powerful events. And circumstances, for example, if our natal sun and moon are in a hard aspect to each other, and the Saturn transit will be impacting both personal points at the same time. If transiting Saturn is taking a hard aspect with this stellium of planets, then we're experiencing a more complex set of circumstances. You know, just Google in Saturn in Scorpio, 2012 to 2015, Saturn transits, okay? I you know, I don't want to focus too much on that one. And I will try to kind of finish this off. Anyway, it teaches us about moderation and caution and the best way to handle things. And, you know, it teaches us to work hard and focus our energies. These are times of focus. I was waking up today and seeing focus, that you have to focus. And, well, the type of energy work I do, I have to focus. So, you know, besides all the other energies that's going on, there's a lot, you know, happening. I want to talk about superoxide, and my, you know, my computer is, I must be full of energy or something because it's doing strange things again. Let's just see if we can get it back up again. It's going back to my show. So, anyway, you know, there's a lot of things going on within us. A lot has to do with energy and how we take in energy and how we take in light and how we balance ourselves right now. It's important for us to look at those things. And, you know, when I was talking about Saturn and Scorpio, we've gone through this retrograde, Mercury retrograde, and we're in a shadow period, but we're also in this time where it's really making us look at things. And it's important that we know that who we really are and that we can balance the masculine and feminine energy. We can create things in the moment that manifest what we want. You know, the dual nature of oxygen. You know, we breathe in oxygen and to generate energy, but we have energy within ourselves. You know, these biochemical processes without oxygen could not exist in this realm. But in the process of generating energy by burning nutrients with oxygen, certain rogue oxygen molecules are created as inevitable byproducts. As they're known as free radicals and reactive oxygen, and they're unstable. So it's important, you know, in the physical form that we take in things that counteract this. You know, I was talking about at the beginning, you know, in our foods, in as raw as we can take. You know, some people call them antioxidants. But, you know, they say also if you take them in pill form and, excuse me, they're not in the form that is natural, that you can take too much in, or it won't help. You know, just like resveratrol, you know, if you have it in the artificial form. So it's important that we take in things that counteract it. So just be aware that, you know, within ourselves we are shifting, but we're still, you know, in that physical form and not completely in light bodies, at least some people aren't, and it's important that we utilize what we have around us, and Source will help you do that, okay? And you know, I'm talking about this information because it is pertinent to humanity at this time. So you know, if you know, if this oxygen, the rogue oxygen molecule that I was talking about. You know, there's more and more of it as you age, and it can come in contact with DNA, proteins, and lipids within the body and create things that are even more toxic. And it has, you know, something to do with aging. But all I can say is that when you balance the energy within yourself, there's less of this going on, okay? So there's an accumulation of this pro-oxidant molecules, and they may be responsible for many of the adverse changes that causes diseases and things within the body too. So balance within yourself and you see yourself as healthy. Your body will respond, okay? What I'm talking about is cancer and degenerative diseases like arthritis and that sort of thing. You know, I was talking about glutathione and how it's formed within the body on part of the show. So if you're interested in more of that, you know, please go back and do a little bit more research. I'm going to close for today, but just know that there are big changes happening. July the 18th, a lot of stuff is happening, and you can go and do a little more research on that. I know that we're going into a time where less problems with DNA and breaking down in the cellular level, there's going to be some big shift happening July the 18th. It's going to allow humanity to be more vital and have the feminine energy more balanced within themselves. This is what has been going on for a while now, balancing the feminine masculine energy. I'm not saying that everybody's going to do it, but a vast majority of people are going to be doing it, so they will feel a lot different. And I'd like to hear from people. Tell me how you're feeling after July the 18th. And you know, how if you're speaking your truth, it's really important to speak your truth and not hold it within yourself. You know, I was talking with somebody on Facebook the other day, and she was saying to me that she expresses herself and says her truth, and people don't really like it. But, you know, she looks really young-looking, and I do it too. But, you know, you learn to do it in a civilized, positive way if people are doing things you don't like. But you're expressing yourself. Keeps you young. Keeps you vital. Keeps you balanced. Okay? There's one more thing that I wanted to talk about. I did talk about getting that number 9. I've been getting a lot of the number 9, just showing the end of a cycle. And the number 6 and 7, the balance of the masculine, feminine energy, and stuff like that. So anyway, I'm trying to get out of the show, but it won't let me now because there's something else I have to talk about. More about emotional release. It's really important right now for emotional release, not to hold things within yourself, to express yourself, speak your truth. And you know that we're all expressions and of a greater creation, the feminine creative energy within us. It has to be expressed. It can't be suppressed. You know, the Holy Spirit, a lot of people think the Holy Spirit is energy. It's release of the suppressed feminine energy. And, if you feel, I know some people when they start to release that energy within themselves, they start to get really shaky. And it's like they get the heebie-jeebies. And it's this energy is being released at a mass energetic incredible level. So if you're feeling that, that's what you're feeling right now. And it may happen for people July the 18th, the release of all that emotional energy that people have been holding for so long. So, you know, go with it. Don't be frightened. Just relax and flow with it all, okay? Take care, and I will see you all back here next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for Fifth Dimensional Living, okay? Much love to you all. I'm trying to get the outro going, but it won't. It doesn't want me to go. But I will. It's been clicked, but it won't go on. Something's up. Anyway, what is end energy, okay? It's causing me to look. It says the outro. This is the end energy, but it doesn't want to end. Okay. Oh, there we go.
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your heart and minds always be open to experiencing a greater world.